Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Belgium midfielder Kevin De Bruyne is now an injury doubt for the rest of the tournament after he limped off in the game against Portugal. Belgium won 1-0 with De Bruyne playing around 46 minutes. He was unable to shake off a suspected ankle complaint after Thorgan Hazard opened the scoring. He was then forced off 2 minutes into the restart. He did actually look quite groggy, as if it was a head injury, but Belgium manager Roberto Martinez insists it is an ankle problem and he will hopefully be assessed. Ruben Dias and Bernardo Silva will now be on their way home for a holiday after their Portugal side were dumped out of the competition. De Bruyne had a hand in creating chances, but Martinez insists in the next 48 hours it's now crucial as they try to get to the bottom of his injury, hoping it's just a minor knock. Into other news, and Man City reportedly willing to listen to some of their star players' offers should they come in. City are looking to offers for Raheem Sterling and Riyad Mahrez. The club are preparing to bring in Jack Grealish this summer and believe he'll be in this final third, starting week in, week out. Grealish continues to be strongly linked with a move to the Etihad. The reigning Premier League champions have reportedly agreed an £88 million fee. According to reports, Man City have to balance the books, though. The club are therefore prepared to listen to offers for both Sterling and Mahrez. Sterling, who scored both of England's goals at Euro 2020, struggled to show his best form for Pep Guardiola's side last season, netting 14 times and contributing 12 assists. Mahrez, though, was an important player. He got 14 goals and 9 assists in 48 outings. It would be a surprise and a blow to lose either player, but if money is now an issue, it could well be that one of them moves on. It's unlikely that it'll be both players, but Pep Guardiola does have some thinking to do in the coming days. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.